Welcome to the Silver and Black Radio Podcast. My name is Raider Will. This is Season 1, Episode 1. So let me walk you through. We're going to go through today's segments. Segment 1, we're going to talk Raider news. Big win this weekend versus the Rams. Segment 2, we're going to talk Raiders. We're going to talk Jimmy Garoppolo, Aiden O'Connell, Brian Hoyer, the JJ coming back before the season rumors. Segment 3, we are going to look at our Raiders Hall of Fame, and we're going to start the countdown at number 25. In segment 4, we're going to go over Raider trivia. For Raider trivia, guys, you guys can answer us on Facebook at the Silver and Black of the Western Slope of Colorado. You can answer us on Instagram at Silver and Black of Western CO. You can answer us on our email at Silver and Black of Western CO at gmail.com. Section 5. We will be going all eyes on you, Aiden O'Connell. We are going to break this kid down. We're going to look at him, and we're going to give you guys our thoughts on Aiden O'Connell. Segment 6. We are going to debate, are the Raiders a playoff team this year? Are we that serious? And in segment 7, we are going to look into our crystal ball and look at what Aiden O'Connell can become in the future. Guys, this is going to be a great show. It's going to be good time. Today is August 21st, 2023. Season 1, Episode 1, Raider Nation. Let's go! Raider news for today, August 21st, 2023. Big news coming out of this weekend was the big W that we got at SoFi Stadium. We absolutely dominated. All right, guys. You know, to be honest, in this game, what we did is we looked absolutely good. I mean, we had our ones come out there. Jimmy Garoppolo goes 4 for 4, drives the team, we run it in. Can't ask for anything more. Brian Hoyer, hey, I don't know what you're doing, baby, but hey, we got to drink our protein shake before the game and get going. I think we're going to have to let him go. Aiden O'Connell is just proven to be an absolute beast and has continued to tear up the league. And we are excited to see what he will do. So, let me hit you guys from some stats from the game, okay? Total yards for us was 440 yards, 342 yards passing, 98 yards rushing, for a total of 6.3 yards per play, all right? Guys, we were 7 for 13 on third downs. We were 0 for 1 on fourth for a total of 70 plays. We only allowed one sack, which is crucial because we were missing key guys all over the offensive line. Everybody knows how important that is. We had 7 penalties for 50 yards. We threw 1 pick 6. And we had time of possession for 31 minutes. Guys, those stats are absolutely impressive. All right? We can't ask for anything better. Now, defensively, we only had 1 sack, 1 pick 6. But if you guys really watched the game, we should have had a lot more. Guys, we should be excited for this defense. It was just something that, you know, you saw. They are jumping routes. They're being more aggressive. It finally looks like they're putting it together. So, to be honest, we should be excited about what we got coming. Because what I just saw this past game just shows that we got a shit ton of talent and it's ready to move forward. So that's our game recap for 8/21/2023. Here in segment two, we're going to talk Jimmy Garoppolo, Aiden O'Connell, Brian Hoyer, and the JJ re-signs before the season rumors. Okay. First of all, Jimmy G did an absolutely outstanding job. Went 4-for-4, got 39 yards, drove us down the field. We got a tutty. Brian Hoyer, he struggled. I know why Josh McDaniels likes him, that he's been in the system. He's an older quarterback. He's a seasoned guy. But he's just not that guy. At 40 years old, you can tell that he's struggling. He went 12-for-22, 144 yards, and a pick six. Then we have the young buck, Aiden O'Connell, out of Purdue, our fourth round pick. Came into the game and was an absolute beast. You can tell that the guys are responding to him. He's throwing the ball a lot better. You can tell that he's getting more confident, and he looked good. I can really say that we are excited, I think, as Raider Nation, to see what he can do for us in the future. And if you're not, then you haven't been watching this preseason, because this kid is showing that he's an absolute baller. Okay. Now let's look at the second section of this. JJ. Is he going to come back before this season? Guys. That was just a rumor started by somebody. Victor Balfour came out and said, hey, you know what? In his opinion, he thinks JJ will sign before the season. That's where the rumor started. In his opinion. So, in my opinion as well, I think he'll get signed before the season. I think it's going to be something that has to be worked out. Because as a coaching staff, we have to see that we're struggling running the football. I know we don't have our starting offensive line out there. But JJ makes a difference, guys. He makes some of those runs into touchdown runs. He makes people miss. Zamir White is a great running back. But guess what? He's missing a little shake and bake. Give him a little bit more time. Let's sign JJ. Our Raiders top 25 countdown. Let's start with number 25. This man was a man amongst boys. Came out of the University of Auburn. A country boy. A man that now likes to live in peace and solidarity. I am talking about no other than Bo Jackson, baby. That is our number 25 Raider of all time. We can say that this guy only played for the Raiders for 4 seasons. You're right. He only played for 4 seasons. But name a player that had an impact like Bo did in 4 years for our team. The man was 6'1". Like 235 and ran a 4.2 140. I mean, faster than corners, bigger than linebackers. I mean, for crying out loud, the guy was so talented that he made one of the best running backs play fullback for a while. In the great Marcus Allen. So, yes. number 25 on our countdown is no other than the great Bo Jackson. Number 34, the runaway freight train, the cheetah, who was an absolute nightmare for defenses all over the league. Now we've gotten to the section of the show where some of our winners can win a little coffee on us. All right, guys, this is our trivia question for today. How many seasons did Terrell Pryor play for the Raiders? You guys let us know. You guys can message us on Facebook at the Silver and Black of Western Slope of Colorado. You guys can also message us on Instagram at the Silver and Black of Western CO. You can also email us at silverandblackofwesterncoo@gmail.com. Here in later episodes, we'll give you guys a phone number where you guys can also call in. The first person to contact us on this podcast or any sort of social media will send you a Starbucks card. That is right. Free Starbucks for answering the question and being a participant on the show. So we hope that helps encourages you guys out there to participate and be a part of the show. And we hope that it also makes it you guys click like or add or whatever it is on whatever system it is so you guys can listen up. We will be releasing a show every single Monday post game. So guys, again, trivia question for today. August 21st, 2023. How many seasons did Terrell Pryor play for the Las Vegas Raiders, Los Angeles Raiders, or Oakland Raiders? It doesn't matter. As long as how many seasons did he play for the Raiders, right? Again, guys, hit us on our Facebook page, The Silver and Black of Western Colorado, or on Instagram at Silver and Black of Western CO, or on our email at Silver and Black of Western CO at gmail.com, or comment on the podcast. Look forward to hearing from you guys. All eyes on you, Aiden O'Connell. Our fourth round draft pick. Kid out of Purdue. It's all eyes on you. Because you have been shining. Guys, let's run over some stats from Aiden O'Connell. Versus San Francisco, he goes 15 for 18, 141 yards and a tutty. Versus the Rams, he goes 11 for 18, 163 yards and two tutties. He's been shown that he's been making the right reads, that he's hungry, that, hey, I got a little something for the future. This regime is known for drafting quarterbacks on top of quarterbacks. If you look at the Patriots, that's what they do. Guys, I think we got one here. If you look at it in the game, comes in the third quarter with the threes. Moves the ball, looks efficient. makes our team look good. Like I keep saying, the kid is an absolute beast. I think we need to give him time to develop. Let's give him one or two seasons under Garoppolo. Let him learn the offense. Let him get confidence. And the future is bright for this kid. And that is why Aiden O'Connell is for the Silver and Black podcast. We have all eyes on you. We cannot wait to see what you do in the future. Keep working hard. Keep developing. Number four on the field. Number one in our hearts. Today's debate question is this. Are the Raiders a playoff team? To be in all honesty, after two games of preseason, it's a little bit early for me to say that we are a playoff team. You know, we've seen that, hey, this team has, under Josh McDaniels at least, started winning in the preseason and, you know, struggled during the season. So, at the moment, I'm going to reserve judgment on whether we are a playoff team. We got to look at our division. We got the Chiefs. They're a monster. Broncos, they're in disarray. Chargers ain't no joke. And the AFC has a ton of loaded quarterbacks. So honestly, right now, to say, hey, because of two preseason games that we've had a ton of success in, hey, we're a playoff team, I think we gotta wait. Let's see what we can do when Josh Jacobs comes back. Let's see what happens when our full line's out there. Let's see what happens when all ones are out there and we got all the chips riding. That's when we're going to see game one. Ones versus ones. But I'll tell you what. What this has proved is that our twos are better than everybody else's at the moment. Can definitely make a stand. And if you think, hey, if our twos are that good, then how good are our ones? So, again, here on the Silver and Black podcast, we'll reserve judgment until the first game of the season. But we're excited for the future of our team. Our crystal ball moments. Here on the Silver and Black podcast, we like to have some fun with things and look into the future. On today's show, we're going to time warp into Aiden O'Connell in 3 years. This is what we see. Josh McDaniels takes the time to develop him correctly, to get offensive line around him that, hey, we're doing right now. This kid can become something special. I don't know if you guys remember about 10 years ago, 11. we drafted a kid out of Fresno State in the second round. And he did all right for us. Yes, I know. Everybody's going to say, oh, there's two sides of the fence with Carr. Guess what? The guy made it happen for us. He's gone. We ain't talking about him no more. We're talking about our new number four. The kid from Purdue. He's going to be something special. Watch him develop. Watch him grow. And watch him win one for the silver and black. And enjoy the show. Again, Aiden O'Connell, we see a bright future for you, kid. Can't wait to see you take us into the playoffs in 3 years. That's right. You heard it here first. We wanted to thank you guys for listening to the Silver and Black Radio Podcast. Again, if you guys want to interact with us, we are the Silver and Black of the Western Slope. Silver and Black Western CO on Instagram, and Silver and Black of Western CO at gmail.com. At a later date, we will have a phone number that you guys can call and drop off messages. Again, thank you guys for listening to our podcast, and have a great day.